Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see him.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 14th of July, 2017. We are still in the book of Proverbs, of which there are 31, and we will be beginning today with chapter 20, and let's get right into this. Verse 1, wine, 3196, is a mocker, 3887, strong drink, 7941, a roaring, 1993, and whoever is deceived, 7686, by them is not wise, 2449. Wine is the fruit of the vine. You know what wine is, from grapes, etc., etc., and it's a mocker. Strong drink, 7941, is a type of beer. Not like the beer we have today. It had a high alcohol content. And a roaring, 1993, is as a beast's roar. Okay? Verse 2, the fear, 367, of a king is as a roaring, 5099. A different word for roaring. Fear of a king is as a roaring of a lion, 3715. And he who oversteps his command, 5674, that's all one word, and thereby angering the king, sins against, 2398, as a failure, sins against his own life, 5315, because the king might have you killed for disobedience. They would do that back then. Verse 3. It is honorable, 3519, for a man to hold back, 7674, from strife, 7379. But every fool, 191, will quarrel, 1566. And that has a number of meanings. Okay. Continuing on in chapter 20, verse 4. You notice how all of these sayings are different. They have different subjects. Verse 4. The lazy, 6102, will not plow, 2790, because of winter, 2779. Now that's the end of the autumn harvest time. And time to break the ground to plow for the next season. He shall beg, 7592, in harvest, 7105, and have nothing, 369. Doesn't know how to farm. He's just worthless. Verse 5. Plans, 6098. In the mind of man are like deep water. A man of understanding, 8394, will draw it up. 1802. He will draw up like water from a well. Draw up good plans. Pardon me, I need to clear my pipes here. And have a hit of this nice hot coffee while it's hot. Oh, that's lovely. Verse 6, many of Adam will declare to men their own goodness. 2:6:17. But who, 43:10, can find, 4:6:7:2, a faithful, 5:2:9, man? Verse 7, the just walk in their integrity, 8:5:3:7, and their children after them are happy or blessed. 8:3:5 means happy or blessed. Either one. Usually tends toward blessed, okay? Verse 8, a king that sits on the throne of judgment, 1779, winnows out, 2:2:1:9, all evil with his eyes. In other words, he can see who's right and who's wrong. He has good discernment. Verse 9, who can say, I have cleansed, 21:35, my heart. I am made pure, 2:8:9:1, from sin, 2:4:0:3. In other words, who can say that? Nobody. Verse 10, multiple stones and multiple ephahs, both indeed are abomination to Yahweh. The multiple stones is 68 doubled. And those are stones for a scale weight. So you'll have one that's a little light, one that's a little heavy. Dishonest dealings. Multiple ephahs. That's 374 doubled. And that is a dry measure for grain. And they are abomination to Yahweh because you're dishonest in your business practices, like the Jews. And they are an abomination to Yahweh. Verse 11, even a boy, 5:2:8:8, is known, 5:2:3:4, by his actions, 4:6:1:1. Whether his deeds, 6:4:6:7, are pure, 21:34, and whether they are upright, 3:4:7:7. Even a boy is known by that. And when he becomes a man, that would follow him into his manhood. He would have a good reputation or a bad reputation. That holds true today. Verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Verse 13, do not love sleep, 81:42, lest you are dispossessed, 3:4:2:3, you lose all you have if you sleep too much. Open, 6:4:9:1, your eyes and you shall be satisfied, 7:6:4:6, with bread. In other words, you'll make a living and you'll feed yourself. Oh boy, here's verse 14. Does this describe the Jew? Bad, bad, says the buyer. But when he has gone away, he boasts. Ha ha, boy, I really Jewed him. I made Made a big profit off of that. Ha 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 ha. That's very Jewish. To double deal and Jew somebody down. Yeah. It's not funny. Verse 15. There is gold, 2091, and a multitude, 7230, of rubies, 6443. But the lips of knowledge are a valuable, 3366, jewel, 3627. Now, 3627 has multiple meanings, but it can also mean a jewel or an instrument or a vessel. It means a bunch of things. Verse 16. Seize his garment because he is surety for a foreigner, and take a pledge of him that stood on behalf of a racial alien. Okay, seize, 3947. His garment, 899. That's his, the great big shawl with the teat seat and everything on it. And they were intricately made and very valuable. Because he is surety, 6148, for a foreigner. 2114, that is azure. It can also be racial alien. And take a pledge or collateral, 2254, from him that stood on behalf of 1157 as collateral, a racial alien, 5237, that is a Nokri. Verse 17. Bread of deceit, 8267, is sweet, 6156, to a man. But afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel, 2687. Bread of deceit, something gained by deception. Who's that sound like? Well, it would ostensibly sound like a Jew, but they have no conscience. They're speaking of an Adam here that is copying the action of the Jew. Their conscience, they have one, will catch up with them. The Jew has no conscience. They will just do it and laugh. Verse 18, plans, 4284, are established, 3559, by good advice, 6098, and with wise counsel, 8458, make war, 4421. You don't just go off half-cocked and start a war. You better think things through first, because once it's started, it's hell to stop. This verse 19 is a tough one. He that walks as a gossip, 7400, reveals, 1540, confidential counsel, 5475. Therefore do not associate, 6148, with him that deceives, 6601, with his lips. Be very careful around tale-tellers. You know who runs their mouth. Okay, so you have a meeting and you got one of these guys in there. The meeting's not going to be a secret meeting or a confidential meeting. He's going to go out and blab it all over the place. So don't have him at your meeting. Real simple. Verse 20. Whoever curses, 7043, his father or his mother, his lamp, 5216, as his life, shall be extinguished, 1846, in approaching 380 darkness, 2822. He will have no light at night, and his light, in other words, his life will be extinguished. Verse 21, an inheritance, 5159, may be hastened, 926, at the first, 7223, but at the end of it, it shall not be blessed, 1288. This is one you need to listen to carefully. Verse 22. Do not say, I will repay evil. But wait, 6960, on Yahweh, and he shall deliver you. 3467. Here we are again. Verse 23. This is more business practice things about the stones. Verse 23, Proverbs 11, 1 and 16, 11. Multiple stones are an abomination to Yahweh, and a fraudulent, 48, 20, scale, 3, 9, 7, 6, is not good. Multiple stones for weights on a scale. And a fraudulent scale is cheating in business. Verse 24, man's, 1397, steps, 4703, are of Yahweh. How can an Adami, that's an Adamite of the seed of Adam, understand, 995, his own way? Yahweh guides your steps. And man, 1397, is another word for man, not ish. It's not ish here. Verse 25. It is a snare, 4170, to the Adam who devotes rashly, 3216, that which is holy, 6944, and after, 3:10, after he vows, 5088, reconsiders, 1239. Oh, I'm gonna devote this to Yahweh, and then it's a little too expensive for him later, and he has second thoughts, but he's opened his mouth and he's stuck with it. I need to get a little more of this coffee. Verse 26, here's the winnowing of a king again. A wise king winnows out the wicked and turns the chariot wheel, 212, over them. He runs over them with a chariot. Oh! Verse 27, the spirit, 5397, of Adam is the lamp of Yahweh, searching, 2664, all the innermost parts, 2315, of the belly, 990, as a spiritual being. Verse 28, faithfulness, 2617, and truth, 571, preserve, 5341, the king. In other words, if he's faithful and true, everybody will like him and it'll preserve him. And his throne is upheld, 5582, as founded on, by faithfulness. So if he's a wise and just king, he'll last a long time. Hopefully people will like him. Verse 29, the glory, 8597, of young men, 970, is their strength, 3581. When you're young and strong, oh, that's wonderful. Look at me, I'm really, really pumped up and strong. Here we go on the opposite side of the coin. And the majesty, 1926, of old men, 2205, Is there gray hair? 7872. See a gray head, you are to defer to that elder, because old men is an elder, 2205. Verse 30. The bruise, 2250, of a wound, 6482, scrapes away, 8562, evil. It's an instruction, okay? So do blows, 4347, to the innermost part of the belly. In other words, the inner man. Reproving him of his sin or evil. That goes right down to the heart of him. So if you've done wrong and somebody smacks you, that's an instruction. And if someone reproves you because you've done wrong, that's also an instruction. And that ends chapter 20. Now let's move on to chapter 21. Verses 1, you can look up 3 Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 28. Verse 1 of chapter 21. The king's heart is in Yahweh's hand, as the streams of water. He turns it according to what he desires. Verse 2. Listen to this. This is all through Scripture, and it's Proverbs 16:2. Every way of a man is upright in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs, 8505, the hearts, 3826, or mind, your thoughts. Everybody thinks they're doing right, but Yahweh may have a different view on that. Verse 3, to do justice, 6666, and judgment, 4941, is more desirable, 977, as chosen, okay, that's what that really means, more desirable to Yahweh than sacrifice, 2077. Right living, okay? To keep his laws is more desirable to him than sacrificing of an animal. That's back in those days, okay? We no longer sacrifice animals. The sacrifice has been fulfilled. But this dates back to those times when it was written. Verse 4, a haughty, 7312, look, 5869, as an appearance, and an arrogant, 7342, heart, and the fallow ground, 5215, of the wicked, 7563, pardon me, is sin, 2403. You have your nose up there and you're all haughty and arrogant heart. You just think you just can do no wrong. And the fallow ground of the wicked is sin. That's the unused ground of the wicked. Verse 5, the thoughts, 4284, of the diligent, 2742, tend only to abundance, 4195, but of everyone hasty, 213, only to need, 4270. People that are diligent in their work, they will prosper, and everybody that does things just quickly, just slap things together, you won't wind up only in need because it doesn't work out. Take the time to do it right, in other words. Yeah, I needed a hit of that coffee. It's getting pretty cool here. Verse 6, the getting, 6467, of treasures, 214, by a lying, 8267, tongue is a vanity, 1892, blown away, 5086, of those that seek, 1245, death. If you lie to get stuff, it's just worthless and it's blown away because you seek death. You're not seeking righteousness, and if you do unrighteousness, you will suffer that second death. Verse 7, the robbery, 7701, by the wicked shall drag them away, 1641. Because they refuse, 3985, to act with judgment. They're going to get punished for it. Verse 8. The way of a man is crooked, 2019, and guilty, 2054. But the work, 6467, of the righteous, 2134, is straight, 3477. Now that's yashar, that means upright. Okay? Righteous. Verse 9. And you can reference Proverbs 25, 24, and Sirach 25, 16, and your Apocrypha. Here we go. This is repeated. Verse 9. Better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a shared house. Ooh. Nag, nag, nag. Better to go up on the roof and camp out. Get away from her. Verse 10. The soul of the wicked desires evil. Desires is 183. His neighbor finds no favor, 2603, in his eyes. And favor is as graciousness, and eyes are is our actions. Okay? Verse 11, when the scorner is punished, the simple-minded is made wise, 2449. And when the wise is instructed, 7919, he acquires knowledge. So when the simple-minded sees the scorner punished, he learns from that. All right, verse 12, the righteous one, 6662, that is a metaphor for Elohim. The righteous one wisely considers, 7919, the house of the wicked, and hinders, 5557, the wicked to their harm, 7451, in other words, God's gonna stop their plans. Verse 13. Whoever stops up his ears at the cry, 2201, of the poor, 1800, he shall also cry, 7121, himself, but shall not be answered, 6030. Verse 14, a gift, 4976, in secret, 5643, pacifies, 3711, anger. And a bribe, 7810, in the bosom, 2436, that's at the inside the shirt at the waist. And a bribe in the bosom, strong, 5794, RAF 2534. So you can bribe somebody, well, you know, calm down, here's a little present for you. Oh, okay. Verse 15. Joy to the righteous is to do justice, but it is ruination to the doers of evil, because the evil don't like justice. Verse 16. The Adam that wanders from the path of prudence, 7919, shall rest, 5117, in the congregation, 6951, of the dead ones, 7496, that's Rapha, the spiritually dead. Like the Rephaim, they were spiritually dead. They're called the dead ones. They're born without a spirit from birth. Well, the Jews have no soul. They're of the seed of Cain, son of the evil one, children of the devil. And when they die, they just die. There's no resurrection for them. Verse 17. He that loves pleasure, 8057, will be a needy man, 4270. Because he's partying all the time. He that loves wine and oil shall not be rich. 6238, be rich. Party, party, party. Well, it doesn't work real well. Verse 18 of chapter 21. The wicked is a ransom, 3724, for the righteous, and the unfaithful, 898, for the upright. Here it is again. Verse 19. Better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and angry woman. Oh, verse 20, desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish Adam swallows it up, 1104. In other words, he's not going to have any desirable treasure and anointing oil in his dwelling because he's going to use it up. He doesn't accumulate good things. He just fritters it away. Coffee time again. Well, that ended that. Verse 21. He that pursues, 7291, righteousness and kindness attains life, righteousness and honor. See, good actions beget good consequences. Verse 22. A wise man took away, 5927, the city of the mighty, and cast down the strength and trust of it. Because the mighty trusted his armored city. But the wise man took it away from him. Boy, here's a good one. 23. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from trouble. 6869. He watches what he says. Verse 24. Proud and arrogant, scorner is his name, who acts in pride and anger. Scorner, 3887. They call him Scorner. Verse 25. The Cravings, 8378, of the Lazy, 6102, Kill, 4191. As a metaphor here, it means, metaphorically means to kill. Because his hands refuse, 3985, to labor, 6213, that's literally to do. He just sits around, does nothing. Verse 26, he desires, 183, his cravings all day, while the righteous gives and does not hold back, 2820. So the lazy just lays around and desires, wants stuff all day. But the righteous is giving to people and helping them out. Verse 27. The sacrifice, that's literally the slaughtering as a sacrifice. The sacrifice of the wicked is abomination, 8441. How much more so when he brings it with a wicked mind, 2154. Yahweh doesn't want his sacrifice because it's not whole, it's not true. It's fake. And he has evil thoughts trying to buy off Yahweh with the sacrificing of a bull. Yahweh doesn't want that. He rejects it. Well, let's compare that to the prayer of the wicked today. He's praying, but he's not sincere. Yahweh's not going to hear that prayer. A lying witness shall perish. And that's six in your dictionary. But the man that actually hears, always, 5331, speaks, 1696. It's speaking of a matter. Okay, he will tell the truth. Verse 29, a wicked man strengthens, 5810, his appearance. In other words, he looks good. But the upright perceives or understands, 995, his ways. In other words, the appearance of the wicked, well, the upright man can see right through it. He understands the ways, like the Jews are being exposed today. We're seeing through their actions, and they're panicking because their doom is fast approaching. Verse 30. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor advice against Yahweh. Boom. Yahweh's always right. There's no manly wisdom or understanding or advice against Yahweh. Yahweh's going to come out on top every time. You're wasting your time. Verse 31. A horse, 5483, is made ready for the day of battle. Okay, you can prepare your weapons and your horse and all that stuff, but victory, 8668, comes from Yahweh. No matter how much you make ready, you're not going to be victorious unless Yahweh makes you victorious. That's how it is. Well, I've got about 20 minutes here, and I have 29 sayings. I can get that done. Chapter 22 of the book of Proverbs. Renown, or a name, 8034, is to be chosen more than great riches. And grace, 2580, is better than silver and gold. Verse 2. Listen to this. The rich and poor meet together. Yahweh makes them all. makes rich and makes poor. They were born, and what they make in life is what they make in life. But Yahweh is the maker. Verse 3, the prudent sees evil and hides himself. 5, 6, 4, 1. But the simple-minded go along, or in other words, 5, 6, 7, 4, or overstep a commandment, and are punished, 6, 0, 6, 4. Verse 4, by humility and the fear, or holding in awe, of Yahweh are riches, honor, and life. Verse 5, thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse, 61:41, and he that would keep his life shall distance himself, 7:3, 6:8, from them. And perverse, 61:41, can also mean crooked. Okay, verse 6, you can reference Sirach, chapter 6, verse 18 for this. Train a child in the way he should speak, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, or turn aside from it. He will keep his mannerisms into his old age. Verse 7, the rich, 6:2-3, rules the poor, 7:3-6. And the borrower, 3:6-7, is a slave, 56:50, to the man who lends, 3:8-7. 3:6-7. Or 3:8-7, I'm sorry. Let me look that up. I need to make sure that I have two different numbers here. And Proverbs 22, I need to check and make sure I have... this is an old document that I'm using here. 3:8-7. Yeah, 3:8-7, yeah. And they can mean borrow or lend. That word can be used for either. If you borrow money, the guy that you borrow from rules over you, especially the usurer, as we have today. I'm glad I looked that up. I didn't notice that. This typing here is years old, long time back, so I had to update things. Verse 8, he that sows injustice, like planting seeds, sows injustice, 5:7-6:6, shall reap, 71:14, emptiness, 2:05. And that can mean emptiness, trouble, sorrow, evil, or mischief. Multiple uses. And the rod, 7:6-6, it's a symbol of power, of his anger, 5:6-7:8, shall fail, 3:6-1:5. In other words, he'll lose his power. Verse 9, he that has a benevolent or good eye shall be blessed because he gives of his food to the poor. Verse 10, cast out, 16:44, the scorner, 3:8-7, and contention, 4:0-6:6, shall leave. Yea, condemnation, 17:79, and shame, 7:0-3:6, shall cease, 7:6-7:3. Get rid of the guy that's scorning, and all this stuff will stop. Verse 11, he that loves pureness of heart pureness is 2890. For the grace, 2580, of his lips, 8193, the king shall be his friend. 7453, the king will like somebody that tells the truth. Verse 12, the eyes of Yahweh preserve, 5341, knowledge. 1847, and he subverts, 5557, the words of the treacherous, 898. Will turn their words back on them. Verse 13, the lazy says, there is a lion outside. I shall be slain in the middle of the street. In other words, I'm not even going outside the house. There might be a lion out there. I think I'll just sit here and drink beer and watch football. Verse 14, the mouth of an adulterous woman. Now that's 2114, adulterous. That means zur. That means foreign, strange, as a racial alien. The mouth of an adulterous woman is a deep pit. 7745. He that is abhorred, 2194, by Yahweh shall fall in there. So you fool around with these racially alien women, you go outside your race, you're going to fall in a deep pit. Amen and amen. Verse 15, foolishness is bound, 7194, in the heart of a boy, 5288. But the rod, 7626, of correction, 4148, shall remove it, 7368, from him. A foolish boy, and if you give him a beating with a rod, he's going to gain wisdom. You're going to correct him. The rod of correction. Whack, whack. Oh, but that's child abuse. Yeah, well, you're not wanting to go by Yahweh's laws today, so suffer the consequences of your liberalism. Verse 16, he that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that gives to the rich, surely shall lack. In other words, you're supposed to give to the poor and help them of your own race, not all these welfare mothers that are having their baby mamas to all these blacks. That let them take care of their own. But if you take from the poor to increase your own riches and you give it to the rich, you will lack. Verse 17 of chapter 22. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise and set your mind to my knowledge. Now, mind is 3820. It literally means heart. But in the Hebrew, the center of thought is the heart. Okay? In the Greek, it's the opposite. Center of emotions is the heart. They're diametrically opposed. Verse 18, because it is pleasant if you keep them within you, they shall altogether be established upon your lips. Verse 19, so that your trust, 4009, may be in Yahweh. I have made this known to you today, even to you. Verse 20, have I not written these things, or written three things, not these, three, 7991, to you in counsels, 4156, and knowledge. Verse 21, so that I might make you know the certainty, 7189, of the words of truth, 571. That you might answer the words of truth to those that send forth, 7971, to you. They ask you a question. verse 22. Do not rob, 1497, the poor because he is poor. And hence, it would imply defenseless. Neither crush, 1792, the afflicted, 7041, in the gate, 8179. Those that are they're crippled, etc. Verse 23. Listen to this. Because Yahweh will plead their cause. Plead is 7378 and cause is 7379, as in a legal case. And rob, 6906, the persons that robbed them. Verse 24. Make no friendship, 7462, with a possessor, 1167, of anger. And do not go with a furious 2534 man. Verse 25, continuing on. Lest you learn, 502, his ways, and get a snare, 4170, for yourself. Get caught up in a trap. Verse 26. Here you go, back to commercial dealings. Do not be of those that clasp hands in agreement. That's 8628 and 3709. Or of those that guarantee, 6148, a loan, 4859. Don't do that. Everybody needs to get their own, okay? Verse 27, if you have nothing to pay, 7999, why should he take away, 3947, your bed, 4904, from under you? Because if you guarantee a loan and you don't really have any money, you're going to lose whatever little bit you do have. Be wise. Verse 28, do not move, 5253, the old 5769 boundary marker, 1366, which your forefathers have made. 6213, don't try to steal land, okay, by moving like a fence or a surveyor's pen. Verse 29. Do you see, 2372, a man skilled, 4106, in his work, 4399? He shall have a place of honor, that's all one word, 3320, before kings. He shall not have a place of honor before insignificant men, 2823. And that has the dealings with all of these out here that bash pastors. Okay? I've seen, they're not bothering me particularly because I'm just nobody, but there's a lot of people bad-mouthing some of the pastors on EFR in some of these chat rooms, and they are insignificant men. They don't do anything, and they don't like anybody that does do something, because it makes them exposed and shows them up for the nothings that they truly are. They're nobody. And they don't like that. Okay? They really resent anybody that actually does something. You find them in all organizations. They're all over the place. Well, I don't think he's such a great preacher. He's just this and he's just that, and he's nobody. And yeah, but who are you? Who are you? What do you do other than run your mouth to degrade the accomplishments of people that are actually doing something? I mean, that's the ultimate folly. These pastors that are really working double overtime to put these shows together here and on other truther sites devote hours and hours and hours and hours freely into doing this so that people can listen and learn. They're disseminating knowledge and truth. They're trying to lead people in the path of righteousness as commanded by our Messiah. They're doing the work. Now, a lot of name calling going on out there. Oh, this one's a Jew. He looks like a Jew, and he's all of this and all of that. When you start name calling like that, you've already lost the argument. I hate to say that, but that's the truth. If you don't have anything better to do than call names, shut up. I mean, that sounds harsh, but if you're not putting in and you are not part of the solution to the problem and you're not helping, then you are part of the problem. I consider these people sons of Belial, and that means worthlessness. They don't contribute anything, and they just denigrate those who do. And I'm really getting sick and tired of it, and I just blow them off, man. Just don't bother. I don't want to hear what you have to say, because you don't have anything but bad to say about a man trying to do good. So don't come around and run that face to me, bad-mouthing somebody that's working their tail off to try to help. I don't respond to their posts. I don't answer their emails. I divorce myself from them completely. I cast them out of my little world. Because there are so many that are trying to help the pastors. I mean, we have a laundry list of people that are supporters that are trying to put into play in their lives the scripture that we are teaching. It matters to them. So, praise Yahweh, and I will talk to you again on day, beginning with Proverbs 23.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.